comments there. Do we have anybody else that wants to check in on the Rainbow Country Net?
Victor Echo 7 X-ray uniform.
Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Hotel Golf.
Victor Echo 7 X-ray uniform. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning. Yeah, thank you for taking my check-in, and that's all. No other traffic, 73s.
All right, well, thanks very much, and we got you on the paper, 73. And Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Hotel Golf. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, all on Rainbow Country Net, VA7SHG, Jim out in Chilliwack. Got a little bit of blue sky, a lot of cloud, 10.9 degrees, and I'm in between, not in between meetings. I guess it's lunch break in Chicago, so I guess I'm having an early lunch and wait for things to get started up again. So just turned on the radio. I've got a 991A here as well. Yeah, it's a great radio. I bought it used, and all good. I think that's about it. So I'll turn it back to you. V7COR, VA7SHG, 73.
Very good, Jim. I used to work with people in Chicago, so I have an idea what you're talking about with the time zones and all that stuff. 73, you have a good day. Anybody else? Let's open it up. Anybody else wants to check in with the Rainbow Country Net? I'm just about, I guess I'm calling late or miss now for the Rainbow Country Net because we finished the roll call. So come now.
Victor Alpha 7, November, Romeo, Charlie, mobile.
I heard my friend National Research Council, Brendan, why don't you go ahead first? There was another station in there, Papa Kilo. We'll come back to you in a second.
Yeah, this is VA7, November, Romeo, Charlie, mobile, North Vancouver. Thanks very much for taking a check-in run.
Okay, that was quick and simple. Do you have anything else to tell us?
No, 73.
All right, thanks a lot for checking in, Brendan. Now, the Papa Kilo station, I didn't get the whole call sign. Can you come again?
Yes, Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa Kilo.
There we go, it's Peter, right?
Yep, that's right.
Good morning to you, and how are you today?
I'm okay. Still above ground, which is always a good thing. Otherwise, nothing else to report. Have a good day in 73.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate you checking in. Thanks a lot, Peter. It's 73. Other check-ins for the check-ins for the Rainbow Country Net come now.
Victor Alpha 7, Uniform Alpha.
Yeah, Uniform Alpha stand. Oh, there we are. Yeah, I was having some finger trouble with my keyboard. Sorry. It's Derek, right? Good morning.
Very good morning to you and everybody else left on the Rainbow Country Net. Just heading out for a bike to lunch with a friend of mine heading back to Toronto today, so... Everybody have a great day, 73.
All right, well, you enjoy your lunch. Have a good one, and 73. Any other check-ins for the Rainbow Country Net? We're doing late or miss at this point. Late or missed calls or check-ins for the Rainbow Country Net. Please come now. And by late or missed, I don't mean anything special. I just mean, you know, if you haven't done so already, now's the time to check in.
Pick out 7 Alpha Whiskey X-ray.
Victor Alpha 7 Alpha Whiskey X-ray. Good morning, Al. Go ahead.
Victor Alpha 7 Alpha Whiskey X-ray. Good morning, Ron. Yeah, it's not a bad day. Oh, it is starting to rain. Well, we got that coming. Anyway, that's winter time for us in Vancouver. We'll talk to you tomorrow. 73s.
All right. Thanks, Al, for checking in. Today's 73. Anybody else want to check in? Well, let's do a last call. This is last call for the Rainbow Country Net. Check-ins for the Rainbow Country Net. Last call. Come now.
Victor Alpha 7, Mike, Quebec Delta, V-check.
Hi, Mike. Mike, Quebec Delta. You go right ahead.
Hi, Ron. Somebody there in Abbotsford, I guess, was talking about wanting to hook up an SDR to their radio. I'm kind of interested in the same thing because I like the waterfall feature. I love the waterfall feature, actually. But I'm not experienced enough to know how to do anything like that. I was just kind of looking for tips or anything like that that would help, I don't know, either with a laptop or something else like that.
Well, I could give you what I know about it, which isn't a lot, but I had looked at the subject last year. Let me see if I can remember the details. First of all, you've got to have an SDR receiver. So I've got, for example, something here called an SDR Play, and you hook that up to your computer, or your laptop, or whatever, and it sits there and it receives. It's got a coax jack on it, and you have to put an antenna on that. And you can either put a separate antenna or you can rig it up so that it listens to the same antenna as your transmitter. And if you do that, though, you need some sort of means to not transmit into the SDR receiver and blow it up. So most people use a TR relay assembly, which is something a lot of people purchase, but you can make that too. The idea is to have a straight-through path on your coax when you transmit and make sure that the SDR receiver is not touching that path. And then when you let go of the PTT button on your transmitter, it switches over and starts receiving on the SDR. That's one way to do it, but then that disables the receiver in your transceiver. So there's other ways to do it. It's a bit of a hassle, but you do get a beautiful waterfall using software. I think I used SDR Uno.
Okay, well, it definitely involves a lot more research than I can probably do anyway. But, yeah, like I say, I'm a new ham, so I'm still trying to learn a lot of this stuff. And I used to listen to just monitor SDRs before I had my license or before I got my license, and I fell in love with that stuff, but and then I looked and all the ICOMs and the ASUS, they have all that features on the radio, but that's way out of my price range, unfortunately. But yeah, it looks interesting. Definitely makes the hobby a little bit more graphical, I guess that's the right word to use.
Oh yeah, absolutely. There is nothing like a waterfall, or as I would call it, a panoramic spectrum display. The waterfall part, that detail is not quite as critical as just having a spectrum analyzer, basically looking at the whole band so you can see where the activity is and, what's going on around your signal. It's a really useful thing. But it doesn't have to be complicated. If you do have an SDR receiver, you could just set that up separately on a laptop or something. But, once you're starting to combine it with a transmitter, it gets a little bit more complicated. I'm sure there's lots of videos out there. I mean, it's a very common thing that a lot of hams do because there's a lot of hams out there with radios that are older than 10 years old that don't have a panoramic spectrum display on them. And, they're all thinking the same thing as you.
Oh, it's good to know I'm not the only oddball. I call myself an oddball, not trying to put anybody else down. I'm just, I'm the freak, I guess.
Yeah, no problem. I encourage you to maybe try out YouTube first of all and see if there's anybody on there that gives you more sort of a comprehensive follow the bouncing ball kind of lecture on how to do the hookup.
Yeah, I definitely am going to start doing a lot more research, and I've always relied on YouTube to learn a lot of stuff, so that's what I'm going to probably do. Okay, Ron, thanks for your input. This is Victor Alpha 7, Mike Quebec Delta. I'll be on monitoring the radio all day, so.
All right, very good. I might encourage you also to tune in to the RBY repeater this evening at 8 o'clock, where there's a net that is sort of more technical for beginners to ask questions on how do I do this or how do I do that. You might want to run that question past them as well.
Okay, I started off with the Rainbow Country Net because I've been listening to it for 2 years. So I know there's other net, and I participated in the Chaos Net, I guess, one or two times. I'm not familiar with any of the other nets and repeaters, so I'm still new at this. So, yeah, I mean, I have a Gmail there on my QRZ page. If you have any information, you could maybe send me a link or something like that.
All right, I'll see what I can do. Thanks for checking in.
Contact
73.
Yeah, there's a contact with some info, I bet.
It's Tim back in Chilliwack again. I don't want to get too involved in my setup or not, but I'd like to get the guy who just called, like, get his call sign, because I didn't get it.
Mike, why don't you go ahead?
Yeah, this is Victor Alpha 7, Mike Quebec Delta.
Thank you very much. I'll have a look at your QRX page, and maybe I can shoot some information off to you.
Absolutely. I'm open to learning all aspects of radio.
Okay, thanks, Tim. And in case you didn't catch that call sign, I think that was Victor Echo 7, Delta, Tango, November. Tim is the name.
Can you repeat that again? Sorry.
Yeah, the other station was Victor Echo 7, Delta, Tango, November.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's do, I want to double check if there's any more check-ins that want to get on the Rainbow Country Net. I'm going to close it up pretty soon, so last chance to get in on the list today. So calling later missed for the Rainbow Country Net. Are there any more check-ins for the net? Well, that sounds like a no. There's no more. So let's have a look at the stats here. Not a bad day. We have 141 there, and I have three right in. So we're looking at 144 check-ins today. That's not bad. But that is the end of the roll call. I'd like to thank all those 144 people that checked in this morning, and I look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. I will be back on tomorrow, hopefully a little more awake. I'd like to also wish a very good morning to all of our listeners, whether by scanner, web, or RF. So this is VE7 Charlie Oscar Romeo closing the Rainbow Country Net at 10:58 a.m., and I'm returning the repeater to general use. Thanks, everybody, and 73.
Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Zulu Tango, can I squeak in at the very end there?
Yes, of course you can. I'll just type in a big X right there beside your name, Paul. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, thanks. Yeah, I was out here at 8:30, but it was so busy I didn't want to butt in back there. I went out and did all my chores and came back, and I thought, uh-oh, I'm right on the edge here, and sure enough I was. So there you go. So thanks for taking me late.
No problem, Paul. Thanks for jumping in there. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so you got 145 now.
Absolutely. That's a good number.
93.
frequency in use?
No, I'm here.